In Ocean's radiance, we find our way. The crown of sainthood, guiding night and day. The crown of sainthood, guiding night and day.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another beautiful episode of the series Crown of Sainthood. Yes, we are discussing the biography and the seerah of Sultanul Awliya Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in this auspicious month of Rabiul Akhir and Rabiul Ghaus. Alhamdulillah, we are at the same time celebrating the Gyarami of Sayyidina Ghaus-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the teachings of Sayyidina Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. And joining me today again is Muballigh-e Dawat-e Islami, Alhamdulillah, the Nigran of Welcome to Islam campaign on a national level in Southern Africa. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah, welcome and marhaba. MashaAllah, you have been part of this beautiful journey and MashaAllah, it has only added beauty since you have arrived on this program. MashaAllah. And inshallah, in future, our viewers of Madani channel will get to make Hazrat Ziyarat. Inshallah, we hope. And Hazrat is also doing his own, Alhamdulillah, silsilas on Madani channel. So stay tuned for that. I didn't give them too much spoiler alert.
No. You didn't, Uzur. Inshallah, they'll get to learn more and see me often, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Inshallah,
as time progresses, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
So fingers crossed, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Yes, you heard the good news that Hazrat is going to come on Madani channel, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and he has his own silsila. And inshallah, he's going to inspire us with beautiful Islamic teachings. Before we, inshallah, begin with today's episode and topic, which is the teachings of Sayyidina Ghaus-e Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, I would humbly ask and request our Maulana Sahib to extol the virtues of Durood and Salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it is mentioned in his beautiful hadith.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated that it is beyond any doubt that reciting salat upon the noblest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most superior action of all the acts of worship. This is a zikr of those blessed angels who dwell in the surroundings of Jannah. And when they recite salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessings of this salawat or the blessings of this Jannah becomes spacious.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
It is so virtuous to recite the durood and salawat upon Rasulullah to such an extent that the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes Jannah spacious.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And about, inshallah, the accounts of the hereafter and the virtues of reciting durood in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also mentioned in the Mubarakah hadith, where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So inshallah, by reciting most durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that we get his closeness, and his closeness is way in Jannah.
Subhanallah.
So his closeness comes first, Jannah comes later. Allah. Subhanallah. And when we enter Jannah, due to the barakah of Durood Sharif, Jannah will be spacious.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Beautiful account that you have mentioned from Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And as we are discussing the teachings of Sayyidina Ghaus-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, let's inshallah firstly listen to this beautiful manqabat in the praise of Sayyidina Ghaus-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, after which we'll return and dive deep into today's topic. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Shake it, Gina. غوث اعظم بمن بے سر و سامان مدد قبلہ دی مدد کعبہ ایمان مدد
وہاں کیا بالا تیرا اونچے اونچوں کے سروں سے قدم اعلیٰ تیرا اونچے اونچوں کے سروں سے قدم اعلیٰ تیرا تیرا اولیاء ملتے ہیں آنکھیں وہ ہے تلوار تیرا اولیاء ملتے ہیں آنکھیں وہ ہے تلوار تیرا دستگیر غوث اعظم میرے پیر دستگیر غوث اعظم میرے پیر
قبلہ دین مدد کعبہ ایمان مدد
بس میں دے دے کے کھلاتا قسمیں دے دے کے کھلاتا گے پلاتا ہے تجھے پیارا اللہ تیرا چاہنے والا تیرا پیارا اللہ تیرا چاہنے والا تیرا پیران پیر روشن بنے بے سستگی دستگی
قبلہ دین مدد کعبہ ایمان مدد
کیا دبے جس پہ حمایت کا گو پڑ جا تیرا کیا دبے جس پہ حمایت کا گو پڑ جا تیرا شیر کو خطرے میں لاتا نہیں کتا تیرا شیر کو خطرے میں لاتا نہیں کتا تیرا
یا شاہ جیلا
مدد
کعبہ ایمان مدد
فخر
میرا زار بیک نظر میرا فی چل کھا سنا فا نو میں چہرہ تیرا چل کھا سنا فا نو میں چہرہ تیرا تیرا پیرانے پی روشن بنے دستگی دستگی قبلہ دی مدد کا باہِ ایمان مدد
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And in the beginning, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam inspired Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to begin the teaching of Islam, subhanallah. And it has been narrated that whilst sitting in chair, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was saying, I had a blessed sight of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, son, why don't you deliver bayan? And I humbly said, oh my maternal grandfather, I am a non-Arab man. How should I deliver bayan in front of those who speak well in Baghdad? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me, son, open your mouth. And I opened my mouth. Then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his blessed saliva 7 times into my mouth and told me, deliver bayan before the people and call them with good logic and with advice to their Rabb Azza wa Jal. I then offered Zuhr Salah and sat. Many people came to me and shouted at me. Thereafter, I was blessed with the view of Sayyidina Mawla Ali Murtada Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, son, why don't you deliver bayan? I humbly said, oh my father, people shout at me. He, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, open your mouth. And I opened my mouth. Then he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, put saliva 6 times into my mouth. I humbly said, why didn't you put 7 times? He said, due to the respect for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then disappeared from my sight. After this incident, dear viewers, Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi delivered his first bayan. This was the beginning of his public address, subhanAllah, where he used to address the people. And he was inspired by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by Shere Khuda Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, subhanAllah. And as مولانا جمیل الرحمن قادری رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ سیز
لو آب اپنا چٹایا احمد مختار نے ان کو لو آب اپنا چٹایا احمد مختار نے ان کو تو پھر کیسے نہ ہوتا بول بالا غوث اعظم کا یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی محرر 400 مجلس میں حاضر ہو کے لکھتے ہیں محرر 400 مجلس میں حاضر ہو کے لکھتے ہیں ہوا کرتا تھا جو ارشاد والا غوث اعظم کا یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی Ya Shah Jila.
Sayyidi, we just learned how Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would start his career of public address and start calling people towards the teachings of Quran and Sunnah, subhanallah. And those are the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala that has been passed down by the pious predecessors, alhamdulillah, and it has reached us. And we have discussed at many occasions throughout this silsila, the beautiful teachings of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidi, when Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala started teaching people, started to give bayan, What was his first speech like?
Sayyidi, it is also of importance to reflect upon personalities that persuaded Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala to give his speech. You know, that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Shaykh Khuda Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
You know, Ana Madinatul Ilm wa Aliyun Babuha. I mean, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, he says that he is the city of knowledge and Sayyidina Ali is the door of that particular knowledge. So this having been said, it is clear that if this is the knowledge of the Prophet ﷺ and this is the knowledge of Sayyidina Ali, what must have been the knowledge of Sayyidi Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu? And then Allah, for Rasulullah ﷺ and Sayyidina Ali to persuade him to say, "Oh son, why don't you deliver those Madani pearls? People are waiting for you." And also to bear in mind that Baghdad was the hub of education during the time of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So there were very great scholars in Baghdad at the time. And as we know, even before Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu went there, it was known, Baghdad was known as the city of knowledge. So many great scholars studied in Baghdad, and many great scholars were living in Baghdad. So what a lecture should then be for Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu
anhu. Subhanallah.
Taking into consideration that Baghdad was the hub of education, and now for him to deliver a bayan in front of not hundreds of people, but people came in their thousands to come and listen to the first bayan of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. So Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was persuaded by the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala, and benefiting from the saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Huzur Ghawse Pak radiallahu anhu attracted many people by his first speech, and a large number of people started attaining blessings from his blessed company. People from all walks of life would attend his gathering. Islamic scholars and jurists would all gather. His sermon or his lecture was such that 400 people with pens and ink pods used to attend and write the sayings of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And these 400 people that have been mentioned here, according to narrations, were actually the ulama of Baghdad that would come and gather themselves around Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they would note down these Madani pearls that were flowing from the blessed lips of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. The valuable pieces of advice of Huzur Ghawse Pak used to reflect fear and hope, patience and pleasure, obstinance and piety, and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Through speeches and advices, he would deliver the lessons of love and brotherhood, and he would attract people's attention to the hereafter. He would deliver dars to be safe from all internal diseases, including the desire for high respect and possession, hypocrisy, ostentation, hatred, and malice. He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, also persuaded people not to get attached to this world, to have strong iman and faith, the importance of righteous deeds, and have perfect manners. His blessed sayings would be from his heart and entering the hearts of many of his listeners. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddisi Dahlwi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, stated that there was not a single gathering of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu in which non-Muslims would not be blessed with the treasure of Iman by him. Allahu Akbar. Disobedient people, robbers, people that were gone astray, people of corrupt beliefs would repent on his hands.
Subhanallah,
when
Subhanallah.
More than non-Muslims and hundreds of thousands of sinful people had repented before him and abstained from committing evil deeds, then what can be said? When more than 500 non-Muslims and hundreds of thousands of sinful people had repented before him and abstained from committing evil deeds, then what can be said for those who benefited from each and every saying of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala?
Subhanallah.
With regards to enjoining good and forbidding evil, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was not concerned about the authorities, Allahu Akbar, and would even present the call towards righteousness to the caliphs, ministers, kings, and everybody else. Sayyidina Imam Shamsuddin Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahbi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would declare haq on his pulpit, and anyone who would make a tyrant rule over people, he would object to him. Allahu Akbar. So he, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, spent 33 years of his blessed life in dars and teaching and writing fatwas, while for 40 years he delivered the madani pearls of his speeches and pieces of advice at the age of 90 in 561 Hijri. He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, physically left this particular world. So this was the first, very first speech or bayan of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala, that his speech attracted thousands of people.
Subhanallah.
Came and listened to him. I mean, we can ask ourselves, was this thousands of people ready for Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu when he started his speech? The answer is no, not everybody was ready at that particular time. But when pearls started coming out from the blessed lips of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, even those who were engaged in other activities had to leave whatever they were involved in, and then they had to come with their pens and papers to listen and to benefit from the very first khutbah and lecture of Sayyidi Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yeah, brothers, that this is the impact of the very first speech of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. Remember that we also need to change our approach toward Islamic teaching. As we all know, when Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi started preaching, thousands of people gathered. And you know, like how in modern times, we've got a stadium here in the city of Johannesburg, when there's games being played, sports being played. On those days, you see the streets are choked full. We need the same attitude or even a greater attitude towards acquiring Islamic knowledge. We need the same attitude and even greater zeal to rush for Islamic knowledge. When Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakat Mullah Aliya delivers his bayan, how's the atmosphere in Faizani Madina, Karachi?
Allahu Akbar.
We need to have that enthusiasm. People are flocking there. You know, the parking area is choked full and the streets are busy and there is traffic. Why? Because everyone wants to come and listen to Madani Mudhakara by the blessed tongue and the lips of Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuh Mullah Aliya. What does he do in Madani Muzakara? His teachings are inspired by the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, as alhamdulillah Madani Muzakara is happening right now for the first 11 days of Rabiul Akhir Sharif, subhanallah. And you must have witnessed with your own eyes the atmosphere there in Faizani Madina, subhanallah, subhanallah.
And just to add on that, Huzur, to walk on your footsteps. I mean, if you look at how the Prophet started the mission of Islam in Makkatul Mukarramah. For 40 years before the announcement of Nubuwwat, Rasulullah's character, I mean, he was called Al-Amin. He was the most trustworthy person in Makkatul Mukarramah at the time. He did not speak lie. You know, his attitude and standard of approach when he would speak to people was out of this world. And at the end of the day, when the time for him to announce his nubuwwat came. You know, how many people came to listen to the message of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So you see, this what you have mentioned about the approach, it's very important. I mean, look, if you want people to listen to you when you deliver your bayanats, you know, that change needs to start from you. You need to ensure that you are within the boundary of Sharia. You need to make sure that whatever you are advising people about, you're the very first person that is acting on that. And you'll see how Allah Azza wa Jal will put madani flowers, you know, on your tongue.
And it will have effect.
It will have so much of
effect.
Because
if I'm not doing what I'm preaching, then it's basically, I'm just enacting it. It's just an act.
Allahu Akbar.
And the crown of our head, Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He practiced what he preached. Therefore, his words would have such an impact that people in the gatherings, they used to pass out at times because of the impact of the words of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak. Our speeches, not even a fly will move.
Allahu Akbar.
But the speeches of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would impact and pierce people's hearts.
Subhanallah.
Therefore, his words of calling towards righteousness entered the hearts of people, transforming the world of their hearts.
Subhanallah.
And we should remember that if a bullet is fired by the best gun, then even a lion can be killed by it.
Allah.
But if your gun is faulty,
Allah,
then the bullet would lose its power.
Allah.
The word of presenting call towards righteousness is like bullets. And our role is like the role of a gun, as a muballigh.
Allah.
We need to be the embodiment of those teachings. If one who practices on what he says, call towards righteousness and forbids from evil, then his words will be effective. Therefore, in order to make words effective, we must rectify ourselves practically as well.
SubhanAllah.
As it is the madani mission of our movement, of Quran and Sunnah, that I must strive to reform myself. Myself is first there.
Right.
If you break it down, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. So the change starts
from you.
From within.
Allah.
From you. SubhanAllah. So no point, you know, pointing fingers at others when the other three fingers are pointed at you.
Allah Akbar.
Because we need to earn accountability of ourselves. Take ourselves to account. And this is what is embedded in this beautiful maqsad and the mission of Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah. And it is also mentioned that about the advice which is not acted upon by the advisor himself. Sayyidina Ghawse Azam has stated about such advice that advising others without practicing yourself is of no importance. But if we are not practicing what we are saying, then it is a form of hypocrisy. Furthermore, Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated that the act of not acting upon yourself and advising others is like a house with a door, having no necessary things and is such a treasure, out of which nothing should be spent and is like such a claim for which there is no witness. This is the teaching of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, subhanallah. He has mentioned these beautiful pearls of advice in his world-famous bayanat that are documented in Al-Fathur Rabbani. Subhanallah. If a physician has the best medicines for every disease and the people make use of it, when the physician himself suffers from the disease, he goes lazy and eventually loses his life. He will certainly be foolish. He will be called foolish because he would give the same medicine to people and people would be cured. But then when he gets sick, he doesn't take his own medicine that he trusted that it has healing property to heal others. And he dies in that disease. What would people treat him as?
I'll call him
a foolish person. Yes. Because he didn't practice on his own advice. And in the same way, the people who advise others to avoid sins and perform virtuous deeds, but they do not make efforts to act upon their own pieces of advice,
Allah,
they are completely in loss.
Allah. I mean, logically, Sayyidi, it doesn't make sense. You know, you have medication on your hand. And you know very well that if you give this medication to a patient, the patient will be cured. You know, you have the knowledge of Quran, you have the knowledge of Hadith, and you know when you impart that knowledge to others, they will be benefited. So it's like you having a medication and, imparting it and giving it to people who are sick. But now a time comes when you yourself, you are sick, you holding a medication, on your hand. But then you die whilst having that very same medication that you know very well that it has cure. It has been tested, it has worked. Well, then you die holding the very same medication. Allah, obviously, people will call you, look at how foolish is this man. He had the medication in his hand and then he kept on, giving it and imparting it, and so many people were cured. Why wouldn't he take the same medicine for himself?
And Sayyidi, the seriousness of this, we don't realize how serious of a matter it is. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, some dwellers of heaven will go towards the dwellers of hell and ask them, for what reason were you sent to hell?
Allah.
Although by Allah, we have entered heaven as a result of your teachings, then they will reply, whatever we used to advise, we would not act upon it ourselves. Allahu Akbar. So this is the seriousness of this, that those who advise others, preach to others whilst not practicing it themselves, they will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam, and those whom that person used to advise, they would practice on it in the world, and as a result of that, they will attain Jannah. But the person who used to advise them, he himself wouldn't practice it, therefore he will be thrown into hell. Allahu Akbar. This is the serious matter. Let's inshallah make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal grants us the wealth of sincerity, as Allah. This dua is made. Amal ka ho jazba ata ya ilahi. Amal ka ho jazba ata ya ilahi. Gunahon se mujhko bacha ya ilahi. Gunahon se mujhko bacha ya ilahi. Ibadat mein guzre meri zindagani. Ibadat mein guzre meri zindagani. Karam ho karam ya khuda ya ilahi. Karam ho karam ya khuda ya ilahi. Amal ka ho jazba ata ya ilahi. Gunahon se mujhko bacha ya ilahi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, as we have learned from the advice of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, there is another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he has stated that the one imparting knowledge to others and forgetting himself is like a lamp, a candle which provides people with light, whereas it burns itself.
Allah.
So the person who's advising but not practicing it himself, he forgets to practice it himself, is like a candle that burns itself while providing others with light.
Allah Akbar Kabira. This is the blessings of the Hadith Mubarak of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because then we get to learn. So look at how beautiful Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam puts it. You know, it's like a candle that provides light, burning itself.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar Kabira. So, Alhamdulillah, we should make dua in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that whatever we, whatever knowledge we have, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us the ability to put it into amal and into practice. So that's why it is important that whatever knowledge we have, we should inshallah try to put it into practice, and then we will see the revolution in our lives, in our homes, in our family members, And inshallah, this will then be extended to the whole entire population, inshallah, azawajal.
Inshallah, azawajal.
And if one has to ponder on something very, very important, you know, we have nafs and then we have shaitan. You know, nafs and shaitan are the real enemies of human beings. And nafs is more dangerous than shaitan, Allahu Akbar, because this was the very same nafs that destroyed the iman and the faith of shaitan, making him deserving of the eternal disgrace and punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. So you have nafs and then you have shaitan. If a comparison has to be made as to between shaitan and nafs, who is more dangerous, the answer would be that nafs is more dangerous because it's the very same nafs that has destroyed the iman and that has led shaitan astray. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has stated that nafs has several meanings. One of them is, nafs is something that stimulates the lust and anger in humans. Sufia Ikram often use this word because in their opinion, the nafs is the power that develops negative traits in humans. Undoubtedly, one who follows his nafs, it will destroy him.
Allahu Akbar.
One who follows his desires, one who follows his nafs will destroy him. Just look at how the nafs destroyed shaitan. When shaitan was at one point even above the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Allah.
But nafs and desires destroyed the faith and the iman of shaitan. So it will destroy him. And talking about the method of protection from the destruction of the nafs, Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has said that nafs only suggests evil. Look at the saying of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah ta'ala. He says, look, there's nothing good about nafs because all it does is that it will lead you towards all those things that are destructive. And this is the blessed saying of a great personality of whom we are his murids, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. He said that the nafs only suggests evil. It is in its nature. The nature of nafs is to suggest only that which is evil. It will be reformed after a very, very, very long period of time. That's why it is compulsory for us to oppose our nafs at all times.
Yes, that nafs would actually encourage you to be cozy. Why do you have to go all the way and practice what you are preaching? You can just teach people it's easy to move your lips, but not easy to move your limbs.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. And Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, who's also a great follower of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, and he has said beautiful things about Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he advises in this regard, and his Farsi ashara such that he says, ilm chanda ki besh tarkhani. No matter how much knowledge you can attain, chu amal dar tu nist nadani. But if you don't practice it, if there is no action in you, despite having so much of knowledge, if there is no action in you, you are ignorant.
Allah.
And then he says, na muhakkik buwad na danishmand. Such a person is not worth being called a scholar or a wise person. Char pae baru kitabe chan, but he is only an animal, four-legged animal. Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
And he is just carrying the burden of books on Allah. Its back. And then he says, "Atehi magzira che ilmo khabar." You know, that empty-headed person who has no substance in his head, the one who has the knowledge but doesn't act upon it. Yes. "Atehi magzira che ilmo khabar." Such a person, what knowledge does he have? Kibaru hezamast ya daftar. Whether that he is carrying a large load of wood on his back or is carrying the library full of books.
Allah.
Such a beautiful comparison he makes that yes, as much as you learn, what is the purpose of learning? Is to practice. Ilm without amal, it doesn't benefit.
Ilmun bila amalin ka shajarin bila thamari.
Subhanallah.
Knowledge without practice is just like a tree without fruits. Allahu Akbar Kabira.
Then he says, he imparts a very beautiful hikmat. He says, ilm az bahre deen parwardan ast. Na az bahre dunya khurdan. That knowledge, what is the purpose of knowledge? Is to serve the deen. And not for the sake of earning the world.
Allah Akbar.
So if we are acquiring knowledge and we are practicing upon it, the intention should be clear that it is to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to serve the stomach, and not this, to serve the world.
And this has been manifested by Sayyidi Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala, that when people, you know, would want to give him wealth, animals, you call it silver, all of that, he never used to fall for all this, and he used to give it away. His main focus was akhirat, which should be the main focus for each and every believer.
And another beautiful saying and the teaching of Sayyidina Shaykh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is that he says, along the same lines of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person who preaches to others but forgets himself, he is like a lamp, a candle, that provides others with light, yet it burns itself. Then he says that pande alim na parezgar. He says that the advice of an alim, a scholar, who is not a pious person himself, it's like a blind person showing torch to others.
Allah.
And then in the light of that, yuhuda bihi wa huwa la yahtadi.
Allah.
That in the light of that person holding the torch, everyone else benefits from it, but not that blind person, because no matter how much torch you can put in it, he can't see.
Allah.
Such is the wisdom of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak's teachings. Yes, when we are preaching, our actions must be in accordance with what we are saying. And if there is no substance to what we are saying, the substance is our practices, then it turns futile. If we are not ourselves practicing something, and if we are trying to instill that teaching into others, even our own children, they won't listen to us. As much as we tend to say to our children, do as I say, but not as I do. But they do as we do, not as we say.
Subhanallah.
So they are more moved by the subconscious conditioning.
Subhanallah.
And if we are actively involved in the proper bringing, and we are actively involved and subconsciously conditioning them into becoming a good Muslim, inshallah azza wa jal, that is more beneficial to them.
Subhanallah.
Because they will know outright, he's telling me something to do, but he's doing something else. That means what he's doing is more beneficial than what he's telling me to do. Otherwise, he would be doing the same thing as he's telling me to do.
Subhanallah.
This is how our brains are wired.
Allah.
So inshallah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the wealth of sincerity.
Ameen.
And grant us the tawfiq to act upon whatever we say from the verses of the Holy Quran, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the account of Buzurganuddin and the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ameen. Bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, as we are moving towards the conclusion of our episode today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, Sayyidi, any last parting words for our viewers out there, words of advice that can help them, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, in this journey of, you know, life, because we all have to show our face in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah. And this is the only time we have with us where we can prepare ourselves for that journey, because on that day when people's faces will be dark, we don't know our condition, whether we will also follow suit with those same people who will be, whose reputations, whose actions will be tarnished, and it will be too late.
I think it would be very important also to focus this piece of advice in relation to the life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu for two reasons. Reason number one is that he is a servant and a wali of Allah who is already accepted in the court of Allah. So he is tried and tested and then he passed. So he has been accepted in the court of Allah. As of, you know, sometimes we tell ourselves, how am I going to do this? I mean, how do I go about it? You have nafs on the other side, you've got shaitan on the other side. And then, you know, you've got friends. Everybody is pulling you this way, that way. And then your focus is Jannah. It becomes sometimes very, very hard for you to focus. Sometimes, realistically speaking, people don't know where to start, how to fix their lives together. I mean, how do they get back on the Musalla? How do they put their lives all together? But as we have learned the life of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu, we can pull one beautiful advice. That is, stay within the teachings of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. Hold very firm on the daman of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu. He's the person that has defeated his nafs, you know. He's the person that ruled over Jinnah. So you have someone that has done it already for you. So the only thing is just to hold firm on him. And then, as we know, his very famous saying that inshallah thumma inshallah, no murid of his will leave this world without making tawbah.
Subhanallah.
We don't know what will be our end result. We don't know whether we will die on iman or not. But if we hold on the daman of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala, inshallah thumma inshallah, we will not leave this world until we repent, and we will leave this world with iman. Amin bijain nabil amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Inshallah, dear viewers, as alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of today's program, and we make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal, wherever you are, keep you safe, wherever you are, keep you blessed, wherever you are, Allah Azza wa Jal, instill in the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala in your hearts, that can become a means of salvation for you, inshallah Azza wa Jal, become a solution to your problems at the same time, and inshallah, make dua for us who are here, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And we all need each other's du'as. There is turmoil all over the world. All we have is each other, alhamdulillah. We are one unit as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With this in mind, keep reciting Durudu Salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In Ghawse-Azam's radiance, we find our way. The crown of sainthood guiding night and day. The crown of sainthood guiding night and day.